A plan to return Rohingya refugees from Bangladesh to Myanmar is supposed to start this week. More than 800,000 refugees are living in sprawling camps in Bangladesh, but many say they'd rather die than go back. South Asia correspondent Siobhan Hinyu reports from the Kuttapalong refugee camp in Bangladesh.
Mustafa Khatun has fled her native Myanmar three times. The first time in the 1970s, she was a girl. Her family was later repatriated. The second time in the 1990s, she was a wife. Now she's in her late 50s and the mother of 10 children. In August, she was for the third time forced to flee violence at the hands of the state in Myanmar. A woman with a gentle face and soft eyes, she sobs as she recounts the story. Starving for days, she says, running with her children, hiding in the forest. I don't want to go back, she tells me. I'm not interested in going back. Even if I'm beaten or killed, they can kill us here. She says they persecuted us a lot, killed, burnt whole families, raped them. We cannot sleep because of this nightmare. She says she's happy for her children to grow up in Bangladesh, but not happy for them to grow up in Myanmar. Mustafa is just one of more than 800,000 Rohingya refugees who this week are waiting for the next step in a bilateral deal in which they've had no say, but will eventually determine their lives. Bangladesh and Myanmar signed a repatriation agreement in November, and it's meant to come into effect this week. What that means exactly is unknown. The UN has been refused a role in the process, with the two nations crafting their deal away from international scrutiny. It's unlikely that there will be any international scrutiny of its execution either, at least not in Myanmar. The country has severely restricted access to aid groups, international organisations and the media. Rohingya elder Bashir Ahmed says no one has come to talk to the Rohingyas in the camps directly about repatriation plans. Bashir Ahmed says he won't be going back no matter what. No, I'm not going back, and I think no other person is willing to go back, because if we go back this time, they'll double their persecution, he tells me. Bangladesh will continue to groan under the strain of nearly a million refugees, more than 600,000 of whom came in the last exodus. The Rohingya remain the people that no one wants. All they want is safety and dignity in the land in which they were born. This is Siobhan Hinyu reporting from the Kuttapalong refugee camp in Bangladesh for AM.